And so in our gospel today, our Lord kind of sounds harsh at the very end, especially as we have these different responses to those who might be following, wanting to follow Jesus. But their responses of saying, let me first go and bury my father, or let me go and say farewell to my family at home, they all seem to be normal requests. But what we don't see at the heart of it is that is a delay to what Jesus is asking. Jesus is asking at the very moment, will you follow me? Not to wait till tomorrow or next week, but rather, will you do it now? And all of this can be seen, though, in the aspect of the opening line. He resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. You see, Christ is determined to make it to Jerusalem, to the cross. He's not delaying. He is heading right there immediately. He's making that journey from the very north to go into that very town of Jerusalem, into the city, so that he may offer himself to pour out himself upon the cross. To which he simply can say, you know what? There is no comfort here. I don't have a bed to lay my head upon. Rather, thorns have been placed upon it. I am offering myself, giving everything up, because I'm resolutely determined to fill every follower of mine with my love. It's as if he's saying to you, to me, I want to give you everything. And I am determined to give you everything. That upon the very cross, I give up my home of heaven and here on earth. I give up my very last breath. I give up every last drop of blood so that it may be poured out upon you. I give up my own mother as I turn to her and I say, woman, behold your son. Because I give her to you. I give everything to you. I give you my mercy when I say, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. I give out the grace of the sacraments that pour forth from the very cross, especially the sacrament of baptism, of that water that flowed from my side, and the precious blood of the Eucharist. I am resolutely determined from the cross to cover you in my love. And I don't want to wait till tomorrow. I don't want to even wait till the next minute. I want to pour it down upon you right now. And that is what is so amazing about the first reading. When Elijah goes up to Elisha and covers him in that very mantle, what he's doing is he's covering him in God's love. That fullness of God's love is being poured upon him at that moment. And when he receives that very love, Elisha doesn't want to wait any longer. And he simply goes back and he gets rid of any type of obstacle that may prevent him. And he was a very, very rich man. He had 12 oxen pulling his plow. It was a sign of great wealth. I mean, it would be as if today a person with great wealth having a car for each day of the week. And that's my Monday car, that's my Tuesday car, that's my Wednesday Maserati. I love that one right there. I'm personally a Tesla fan, so I'd be like, okay, that would be that one for my Thursday or so forth. But the thing is that he has all this wealth, and it could be almost as a hindrance to say, wow, but you know what, I'd like to come back on Friday so I can drive this car. I'll follow you all the other days, Lord, but you know what, this little right here, if I can go back to it. But he knew that could be a hurdle. So that's why he sacrifices it all. He gives it all away. As he sacrifices the oxen and gives the food to the people. He's offering his wealth to others so that why? He can be then resolutely following Jesus. That love poured out upon him by God It's something He wants to receive, that we want to draw closer to. It's as if then, if he was living today and he felt that love and had that wealth, he would say, I know what, I'm going to give everything to the Glory and Praise Initiative. Oh, whoops, I thought someone would laugh on that. Okay, maybe not. All right. But it's in that very part, he's just saying, hey, I want to follow the Lord. I want to seek Him. Because why? God is always seeking me. He is resolutely determined to make it to Jerusalem. He is resolutely determined to die on the cross for you and me. To cover us in His love. To be joined to us. And He wants nothing more than that. And thus, then, when we hear these responses at the end of our gospel today, what the Lord is waiting for is us to be resolutely determined to follow Him now as well. Am I willing to put Him first? To follow God? To say, Lord, nothing is going to hinder me from receiving Your love. That is the one thing I desire more than anything. I am resolutely determined to follow You as You are resolutely determined to shower me with Your love that never stops, that is always surrounding me. May we then, as we approach our Lord in the Eucharist, as we come to this very altar where God is determined to give Himself to you and to me in the most blessed sacrament, may we then be determined to give ourselves back to Him with grateful hearts today and every day of our life as we are covered in the very love of God. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.